Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is December 15th, 2014. Here's a quick look. What's coming up?
Tonight.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where, what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
A Washington State Sheriff's Department says that clip was taken out of context. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
As the federal government prepares for war with gun owners, preppers, and constitutionalists, government agencies across the board, well, they continue to adopt military tactics to fight against anything that represents traditional America. Now, we begin this evening with a shocking video from Washington State where a deputy sheriff admits that the police departments need armored military vehicles because of constitutionalists with firearms.
Well, this, the nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team that's trying to get in, they can pull right up to a front. Take enemy fire and still try to address a threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where, what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
So there you go. More proof that the police are receiving military equipment and training to target conservative Americans. This also illustrates the obvious training mindset that has been linked to the FBI and Homeland Security, two groups which have labeled liberty lovers as terror threats, including people who believe in, wait for it, conspiracy theories. That's right. Big Brother is watching you. And the talking points that were basically regurgitated by this deputy sheriff in that video, they're not really all that surprising when you learn that the Spokane County Sheriff's Department, well, they received some of their training from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Truth is stranger than fiction. I'm not making this up. And remember, the SPLC, they're the ones who monitor so-called hate groups, and they're infamously known for comparing conservative Americans to violent racists. The SPLC is a George Soros-funded organization, and each year they publish a list of potential terrorists, basically a hit list of American patriots, including none other than Alex Jones, who is routinely included in their list of potential domestic terrorists, if you can believe that. Once again, truth is stranger than fiction. And if the SPLC says you're dangerous, well, you can count on the mainstream media to echo that thought.
I don't want that man to have a gun. I wouldn't feel comfortable having an argument with him in his home where he had access to his 50 weapons. And if he got really mad at something I said, or if I disputed his contentions.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
And it's not just MSNBC and the SPLC who are trying to convince the public that constitutionalists are dangerous. Remember that police departments across the country, well, they are being militarized and trained to deal with the homegrown threat. You know, returning veterans and people who support the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And we all know about the massive arms buildup by the Department of Homeland Security. And in an interview earlier this year with Fox News in Morgan County, the Indiana police sergeant admitted that the increasing militarization of domestic police departments is to deal with returning veterans who are now seen as a homegrown threat.
We really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in my, the beginning of my career. Plus you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
Morgan County Sheriff SWAT Commander Dan Downing says such a vehicle would have helped get deputies close the day they were fired at by a barricaded gunman in 2011.
So there you go. Police departments across the country now equipped with mine-resistant vehicles, MRAPs, who were once used to fight wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, where they are now patrolling the streets of America. And we're not the only ones who've been warning you about this. Some of you may remember former Marine Corps Colonel Peter Martino. He was stationed in Fallujah, and he actually trained Iraqi soldiers. Well, he said publicly numerous times, including right here on our show, that the Department of Homeland Security is working with law enforcement to build a domestic army because the federal government is afraid of its own citizens. And don't forget, the FBI, the DHS, and the nation's police departments, they are being trained that we are the enemy. And look, I've got here a Department of Justice constitutionalist extremist guide right here in my hand. This was published by the DOJ. And it says to look out for American citizens who are members of the Patriot Movement. This is a training manual that's titled Investigating Terrorism and Criminal Extremism, published by the DOJ, complete with terms and concepts to help recognize potential extremists. And I'm going to read some of their bullet points, and you're not going to believe this. This is what they consider to be extremist speech. Anyone who talks about black helicopters, well, they are obviously prone to conspiracy theory beliefs, and they should be monitored and considered a threat, according to the DOJ. If you talk about the Bilderberg Group or the Trilateral Commission or the CFR, you are a threat. Anyone who talks about the Illuminati or the New World Order, well, you're a threat. And if you stockpile food, water, and weapons, you might be an extremist, according to the United States Department of Justice. And this is also echoed by the Department of Defense. And they say that the founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. Yeah, they said that this is in a recent DOD training manual. Now FEMA is actually taking this even a step further. They're actually training their agents that the nation's founding fathers were terrorists.
Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Who?
Founding fathers.
Founding fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
You mean George Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Revere?
Yeah.
These guys right here, let me ask you something. Did they try to scare people?
Oh, yeah.
They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism against British officials.
Meanwhile, the militarized police force in this country, well, they're starting to buy into all this. And no better example than this clip we're going to show you right now. And this is the state troopers' reaction when they discover the United States Constitution in the front seat of this woman's car. And this was during a roadside checkpoint and inspection. Let's check it out.
Step out of the car for me. Step out
you
of the car
for me. You are physically forcing me out.
Out of the car.
No, sir, don't you touch any of my personal belongings in this car. You're right, I've recorded this conversation.
That's assault.
Yes, I did.
Resisting arrest.
It is not assault.
I get the car. You wouldn't believe all the paraphernalia in here. I mean, look at this clipboard right here. Check me out. Comment upon voluntary nature of Social Security. It's a whole riot act on why you don't have to have a Social Security card to pay in the Social Security.
She's just anti-government, yeah.
She apparently belongs to some kind of a clan or something.
Militant group.
Yeah. It's Dixieland Law Journal, Constitution Society. I mean, all compulsory production of documents.
And while the nation's police departments begin to act like an occupying force in this country, the UN wants to give us a very special Christmas present this year. As the UN's arms trade treaty, well, it's set to go in effect on December 24th. On its official website, the United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs, yeah, you like the sound of that, well, they announced that the UN's arms trade treaty will enter into force on 24 December 2014. Now, here are some of the provisions. Article 2 says that the right to own, buy, sell, trade, or transfer all means of arms resistance, including handguns, will be denied to civilians. Yeah, I dare you to try that in Texas. Come and take it. Article 3 says that you can't have any ammo. And Article 4 says even components of weapons will be denied to civilians. Look, I don't know what else to tell you other than the fact that this is the systematic destruction of our Bill of Rights. All right. And basically they're saying, let's disarm the public because the government will keep us safe. And a militarized police force, they will have all the guns. They will have all the ammo to help local and state authorities restore and maintain law and order. Yeah. You like the sound of that? Look, I got a news flash for you. In case you haven't heard, the Second Amendment wasn't put there for hunting and fishing or for sport. No, it was put there in case we need to fight against an oppressive government. And the last six or seven genocides in the last century, well, they have all occurred in countries where they banned citizen ownership of guns. Coincidence? I think not. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we have a report from Jakari Jackson, and we'll have a report from Rob Dew and Joe Biggs, who immersed themselves in virtual reality. Yeah, that ought to be interesting. The InfoWars Nightly News will return right after this. Stick around.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with OxyPowder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, OxyPowder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used OxyPowder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using OxyPowder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. OxyPowder flushes it out. Secure your OxyPowder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Well, for the first time in history, the Texas Capitol is publicly displaying a nativity scene. And this wasn't accomplished without a fight. There are many groups and organizations who tried to stop this as the war on Christmas continues.
Nativity scenes you can see throughout the world oftentimes are attempts for us to, as it were, enculturate or to make present to us in our present age that which happened 2,000 years ago.
So this is the first year of our nativity scene to be on display in the Texas Capitol. It's an effort to bring the joy and the hope of the birth of our Savior Christ to all Texans. We're going to have it publicly displayed for a week here. But what we very much feel that there's been a war on Christmas, and an effort to drive Christ out of Christmas has become very materialistic. And we hope that this will refocus folks on what the true meaning of Christmas is, and that is the birth of our Savior. I really don't see any reason for folks to have pushback. In fact, I think the best solution when somebody disagrees with speech is for them to engage in more speech.
Lord, bless this Christ-scene and bless all who gaze upon this manger. May it remind them of the humble birth of Christ and raise up our thoughts to him who is God amongst us.
Well, that's good to see the true meaning of Christmas right there on display in the Texas Capitol. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. InfoWars Nightly News will return. Stick around.
The Molon Lave silver coin, certified by the Provident Mint. This 1 ounce silver round is 0.999% fine silver, inspired by the legendary Spartan King Leonidas and his refusal to lay down arms in defiance of Emperor Xerxes. Molon Lave, that's Greek for come and take it. This is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Act now as supplies are limited. And don't forget, free shipping and a free gift. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here, an electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution, and it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey guys, Rob Dew and Joe Biggs here from InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News, and we're here today to give you a gear review. Now, this is something we don't do that much on InfoWars, but we thought this piece of equipment we should definitely put a few eyeballs on, and it's the
Samsung Galaxy VR.
That's right, the new virtual reality product from Samsung. And earlier today, Joe Biggs got to open up the box and take a look at it, and here's what he found.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, today I'm going to do a product review of the new Samsung Gear VR. It's a new virtual reality headset powered by Oculus Rift. Now, what you need to have for this is your Samsung Galaxy Note 4 telephone. And what that does is that will pop into the front of the screen and be used to operate this. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to open this up for the first time. I'm pretty excited. We've waited a few weeks or so, and I'm really excited to see what's in here. So let's take a look at that. All right, so as you can see, it comes in a pretty handy-dandy case. So as you can see, it has this front piece. Put your cell phone in up here. Now right now I can see, whoa, there we go. It says health and safety warning, read and follow all warnings and instructions included with the Gear VR before use. Gear VR should be adjusted for each user. Wow. I'm in a desert on top of a mountain. You can even see your shadow.
So, Joe, what were your first impressions on pulling the product out of the box, the Samsung virtual reality headset, and then putting it on for the first time?
It's like taking the world and just putting it like right there in your face. I mean, you submerge yourself into where you're at. It's like you're in an office, and the next thing you know, you're standing in a field with horses running by you. It is so intense, and it almost throws you off balance. I mean, if you even try to stand up while using this, which it says it's not recommended for, you start to lose a sense of balance. You definitely have to be seated wearing it. But, I mean, man, oh, man, it is intense.
Wow. Well, and let's take a look at some of these. Ars Technica put out an article, Gear VR Product Use Warnings. They just basically took the page from the website or whatever they're offering, and it says, consult a physician. If you're pregnant, elderly, have pre-existing binocular vision abnormalities, psychiatric disorders, or suffer from a heart condition or serious medical condition, which you probably see that on most products.
I mean, you got to understand that, like I said, it's so vivid and so there. I mean, you almost kind of just, if there was a fan blowing and you were staying in the desert, you would feel like you're there. So I
feel the wind. Yeah. So here, more stuff here. Negatively impacts hand-eye coordination, balance, and multitasking ability. So they say it should only be used with kids 13 years and older. Don't use it under the influence of alcohol or drugs, or if you're under emotional stress or anxiety, or when suffering from the cold or flu.
But we're going to get to a part about that. They say the emotion, the anxiety, that later we're going to talk about how a doctor wants to use this to treat PTSD, so that kind of conflicts with what they're saying.
Definitely does, but they also say consult a physician. So immediately discontinue use if you experience any of the following symptoms: seizures, loss of awareness, eye strain, eye or muscle twitching, involuntary movements, blurred, altered, or double vision, or any other visual abnormalities, dizziness, disorientation, impairment, impairment of hand-eye coordination, excessive sweating, increased salivation, nausea, lightheadedness, discomfort, or pain in the head or eyes, drowsiness, fatigue, or any other symptoms similar to motion sickness. So they kind of akin this to being on a boat, I guess, yeah, essentially. And I mean, is that what you felt putting it on for the first
time?
Yeah,
I mean, one of the scenarios you can get into, you're basically hanging from the bottom of a helicopter, flying over a volcano, and then to a waterfall. So wow, it is, like I said, it's super intense.
Well, why don't you pull it over here? We got it sitting right next to us. Show them how it works, how you put the phone in and everything. So you got the whole headset. Show them the two. It's got two, looks like lenses in the inside that you look into, and that's how you get the vision right there. That's the vision that you will see. And basically it projects, it just takes the image from your phone and yeah, turns it into like you're looking at it, three-dimensionally, I guess.
Would be so what you have is a trackpad right here where you can use it to scroll backwards and forward to pick stuff, and then, you select in the middle. You can adjust your focus per person, so everyone's eyes are different. You can adjust that here, and you have a volume button as well. So, all right, we'll put it in. So you take this outside screen.
And it gets fingerprints on it very easily.
Now, you've got to use a Samsung Galaxy 4 or Note 4 to use this, so the phone is specifically made for this device. Open it up, unlock it, slide it in. Easy as that. 1, 2, 3. Let me push this back on. You hear that beep? Once you hear that beep, that says that it's connected to this.
Thank you, R2.
And then what you want to do always, you know, make sure the eyepieces are nice and clean. Connect this up here to the top. And, well, here we go.
Where are you now? Can health, you hear us?
I'm in the Matrix. It says health and safety warning. Read and follow all warnings, which we just went over just now.
And we didn't go over all the warnings. There's about 16 warnings listed on the Samsung.com.
So what you
website.
you see is a crosshair directly in front of you. And what you do is you move your head to select different things that are there. So right now I'm going to go to the Oculus Cinema.
There. I'm going to wipe the fingerprints off your face. There you go. So now you're in a movie theater?
It's opening up. It takes a second for this one, and then it'll be, right now it looks like I'm in the entrance to a movie theater. So if you were to go to like an Alamo Draft House, and then I see trailers, multi-screen, my videos, we'll say for instance,
So they've got the whole video watching system set up for you to, look at the different videos. And so you're basically just using an interface from the phone. And just using the special 3D glasses.
So now when you pick a movie, it puts you into a seat. I'm sitting in my seat at the theater. There's a cup holder here, a cup holder here. You know, just chairs everywhere. I'm about 10, 15 rows up. You can see the exit sign of, the theater over there for the door, the lights. I mean, it's a full interactive theater. You look straight at the screen, hit select, and then the movie begins. And then it looks just like you would when you're at a theater.
That's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. So here's one question I wanted to ask. And this is the reason we got this product to do the review. Most people have seen The Matrix, and they know that when they activate Neo and get him out of The Matrix, he's connected by all these different wires and gears, and he's got things going into his spinal cord. And basically, he's inside a cocoon, but he feels like he's in a real world. He's able to go to work. He's able to go to nightclubs. He's coding at night, doing different things. And then they pop him out of The Matrix, and they flush him down the chute into the, you know, the pool of water, and they pick him up and then like start to rebuild his body.
He's initially reborn.
Right. So my question is this the first step into getting us into that cocoon eventually? Because that is an Army plan stated. The Wachowski brothers based this off of government research about this Matrix technology.
I mean, this will turn into be a like shackles. I mean, this
pretty soon
will
they'll
be
put hand gloves on you. They'll put gloves, and you'll have different sensors available to you. And this is just right now. You can take this off, and if you are to take this off, I don't know if you've seen the film Flash Gordon, but when they remove their virtual reality goggles, this is what happens.
Flash Gordon, quarterback, New York Jets.
No, not that scene. This other scene. All right, so when they remove the goggles, this is what happens.
Grab an imager of one of those agents.
All right, so Joe, go ahead and remove the glasses. Let's see if your eyeballs pop out. That looks like they're still there. All right. So, in fact, they have yet to dig into your mind and seep into your soul and actually steal it. You're still able to retain your humanity. But I think coming soon down the pipe, this is just one step in the lair of getting you into the Matrix. Now, let's go over a couple other articles here. Smartphone overuse may damage eyes, say opticians. And this is from the BBC. Got another article. Tiny screens can be a big strain on eyes. And then from Mail Online.
You can definitely feel that in your eye when you take it off.
Right. Have you got screen sightness? Smartphones are causing sight problems to soar, warns eye surgeon. They're saying there's been a 35% increase with people with advanced myopia since the launch of smartphones in 1997. That's a pretty big increase.
Yeah.
And now if you're using a virtual reality headset, it's going to make you want to use the phone even more. And then also something that we talked about earlier, virtual RX, how Oculus Rift could revolutionize mental health. Headsets are already being called a game changer for the treatment of PTSD and other psychiatric conditions.
Well, see, you know what I have worries about with something like that? You submerge yourself into a situation where you've had PTSD problems, and they say they have a program called Virtual Iraq. The last thing I want to do as someone who has PTSD or another person I would think would be put back into that scenario again, and it seems like that's what they're trying to do. They want to bring people back into that bad place they were in so they can learn how to cope with it. It just doesn't work that way. I think you're going to see a lot more people spaz out, freak out from something like that. But that's just my point of view as someone who's been there and done something like that.
Or they'll want to go back into that world and keep going back into it and immersing themselves Total
recall.
Into it and maybe get lost into it. Yeah.
Total recall.
It could be. I mean, I think it's just the first step in a world that we don't want to go down. In addition to eye problems, there's another thing that might be occurring too. They've done studies. Here's one from Medscape. Long-term cell phone use linked to brain tumor risk.
Well, you know, though, a lot of the people that get tumors, they always start to pop up here.
On the side.
Now, what's going to happen is when we move the phone here, are they going to start coming around up into the frontal part?
Forehead tumor or tumors.
Eyes, gross in here.
Yeah, it could
orbital.
Be a lot of different things. Here's one from New York Daily News. New study links wireless phone use and malignant brain cancer. So are we going to see a migration of tumors? Tumor migration actually happen to go to the front of your face instead of the side. And are those tumors easier to treat? Are they easier to take care of? Who knows? There's a lot of different things that aren't answered with this technology. It is new technology. It's listed on the website as a developer model when you buy it. So you'll be able to see that there when you go to Samsung and if you want to purchase these, if you own the Galaxy phone. Now, Joe, is this something that you think you're going to take home and use a lot?
Yeah.
So there we are. We've proved that this is the first step into going into the Matrix. And will you be able to get out? Will it be easy? Will you be stuck in a cocoon someday, 35 years into the future, going, man, if I could just go back in time and take this headset off, maybe this wouldn't happen to me. You know, you never know. That's the way these things, to me, appear. The way we're traveling here in this new world, this brave new world order that we're undergoing. Joe, do you have anything else to add?
It's $200, you know, and like I said, it's a new technology. It's something very interesting to get into, to look at, to experience. Everyone in the studio today has had a chance to put it on for the most part, and everyone has the same reaction, like, oh my God, this is crazy. So
I
actually
have not put it on.
Do hasn't, so we're going to let him do this for the first time. Let me get it set up really quick for you.
Yeah. Not many people see me without my eyes or without my glasses on, and this should be very interesting. I have yet to do it, and this will be a first.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Slide it on. All right.
Oh, wow.
Leave it on.
This is definitely 3D. I got to mess with the focus here.
No.
You know, it's not, my focus is not working too well. It still looks a little... Oh my God.
Now tell me what you see. Explain to everybody what you're seeing.
Okay, yeah. There's a movie theater with the lights over here. That is truly remarkable. But there's nobody in this movie theater. So I guess at any point you could run a program where someone would come in.
Wow. But yeah, I mean, you see everything. It is so detailed. The lights going up and down the stairs, the lights around the wall. It looks like you see the curtains, everything like that.
Wow.
It's intense.
Yeah. That is very, and I guess I'm watching, something Transformers. Yeah, I'm not sure which one it is.
Transformers Age of Extinction.
Okay. Wow. Very interesting. This is amazing technology, and this is only the beginning of it. This is like the birth of this technology that we're seeing now. So where am I looking? Right here? Is this the camera?
Nope. Look over here.
It's freaking me out because I'm trying to look up at the screen and I'm not even looking at the camera at this point. But what's interesting is that this technology is in its infancy, and as we see it progress, it's going to look more realistic. And I say we're 3 years away from being totally immersed in this type of technology. This is totally.
I mean, everything's going to have to do with it. They already, when you put this on and you look at it, it talks how you can connect your watch so you can talk to people with it.
You actually could see about 30 feet in front of me. There was a movie theater screen showing the, I guess that was a trailer to Transformers.
Yeah, Transformers Age of Extinction.
And everything looked flawless. It's definitely a clean world, just like the Matrix. And I guess every once in a while you'll see a glitch. You'll see the cat run back twice in front of
here
itself.
You go. That is a Samsung Galaxy VR, brand new, just out about a week for the low, low price of $200. And we've reviewed it here for you at Infowars.com.
That's right. Welcome to the Matrix. And you can see more reports by subscribing to PrisonPlanet.tv. Every membership is now only $29.95 for a whole year, and you can share your username and password with up to 20 people. So you can have 20 people on at the same time using your username and password. So please give us your support. It allows us to do reviews like this, check things out, and ask questions that nobody else is asking. Nobody else is going to talk about this and say, is this the first step into going into the Matrix? No one else is going to say that anywhere except here.
Will you be able to unplug?
Will you? That's the big question. This is Rob Doe and Joe Biggs signing off for Infowars.com and Infowars Nightly News.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The Infowars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Until then, have a blessed evening. We'll see you back right here tomorrow.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.